the Detailed Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and man, it's been a long time. I don't know if you guys have missed me. I've missed you guys. I know I've done the Angel Wax Chess Car ones, training ones that released last week that kind of filled the paces, but I feel like it's been a long time. So what's up? How's everybody doing? Hope you're doing well. Hopefully busy season is picking up for everybody. So we're back with some of these little shorties. I've got one that I completely forgot about. So we're gonna do that one for you guys today. But before we do that, let's do an ad sponsor, and then we'll come back and knock out a short and sweet one for you guys. We'll be right back. Struggling with tight spaces when detailing your car? Introducing the Flex PXE80, the ultimate precision tool for detailers. And with the FS140 extension tool, reach those unreachable areas with ease. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to flawless results. Upgrade your detailing game today and get 10% off Flex tools at Detailed Image. Visit detailedimage.com and use the code DSP15 for 15% off your order. Not applicable with Flex tools. All right, and we're back. Before I forget, if anybody still wants any Red Delight, still sitting on a whole bunch of this stuff. Was able to unload some of it up at Noxie's, so I appreciate those who bought some while I was up there. But if you want some Red Delight, hit me up. You know where to get it. Okay, so this one. I wanted to do a importance of social media for your business growth, or using social media for your business growth. A while back, I had some TikTok partially famous detailers that were going to come on, and they just never showed up. I was going to talk to them about how they use TikTok to grow their business and everything. So when they bailed on me, I still had that idea. I figured, you know what, I'll just go ahead and do it myself. Well, you know, do one of these little quick ones or whatever. So, jump into it. So social media has basically revolutionized the way that we do business and connect with our audience. From small startups, like most of us, you know, single owner operator style shops, all the way up to the multinational corporations, you know, your major brands, your bigger shops, and having a strong presence on platforms like Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter. I don't know, many detailers on Twitter. I don't know, but they've become essential for having success in today's digital landscape. You know, one of the key benefits of using social media for business growth is the ability to reach a larger and more targeted audience. You know, I know a lot of people that, you know, do the Instagram reels or the TikTok posts, and, you know, they're getting cars sent to them from all over the country, you know, or all over their state, or even from across town that, you know, maybe they're not, you know, used to getting. Because, you know, with that, you're, you know, there's billions of users worldwide. These platforms offer unprecedented access into potential customers, allowing businesses to expand their reach far beyond the traditional marketing channels. So it definitely has changed the way that we do advertise and the way that we do market ourselves. Another advantage of social media marketing is cost effectiveness. Unlike traditional advertising, such as TV commercials and print ads or billboards, things like that, that can be really expensive and difficult to measure, social media allows businesses to reach their target audience at a fraction of the cost and track the performance of their campaigns in real time. And think about it. We've all done a reel, you know, and you can see just how many views your reel gets or likes. You can see, you know, how quickly it blew up. I know a lot of the YouTubers are big on that. I mean, hell, even podcasters. I mean, I'm constantly checking, you know, our growth and our listens and where we're getting listens from and things like that. I mean, it obviously helps when we have ad sponsors, right? So, you know, and that just shows the reach of these types of media platforms. So, you know, by analyzing that data and the engagement metrics and demographics and, you know, user feedback, we can all understand where our customers or who our customers are and tailor our products, services, and marketing strategies to meet their needs, right? So, you know, if you're just shooting for the corrections and codings, you know, I mean, I've switched my AdWords up now to where my AdWords only targets corrections and codings, really just ceramic coating. Honestly, I don't even think it targets the word paint correction. So if anybody's in the Central Florida area or within a 20-mile radius of me is looking and types in ceramic coatings, you know, it's going to help pull me up. And by doing that, I'm targeting what I want with that, right? So when you're doing a Facebook post or an Instagram post or Reels or TikTok or whatever, right, you're going to target the things that you want. You know, if you're the mobile guy or gal who does a lot of, you know, business style washes and business park washes and interior details, and you want to target that. You know, if you're an interior person, you want to target that. And you know, that's going to help funnel the people that you're looking for, right? Building brand awareness and credibility is another aspect of using social media for your business growth. By regularly sharing valuable content, engaging with followers, and participating in conversations relevant to the industry that you're trying to shoot for, businesses can establish themselves as authorities in that field and earn the trust. I can't speak. And earn the trust and loyalty of their audience, right? That's one of the things that I wish I was better at. I've started to become more of a post and ghost, right? Or a just post, throw it up there and see what happens. You know, I tell people a lot of times I'm a scroller, not a poster. So I don't, you know, do a lot of the lives or a lot of the reels where people are just, you know, talking. They're just talking to themselves, but they're talking to somebody, you know, hoping somebody sees it. Michael Monson is great for that. He does all these educational TikToks and videos and stuff. Alan Billings, another one I think is great for that. I mean, there's tons of them. I'm just bad at it. I wish I was better at it. I really do. So if you're the type of person that can, you know, a lot of times I just forget. I get started in the shop and my goal and my objective is just to get the car done, make it as good as I possibly can for the client. The last thing I think about is setting up my phone or a tripod and, you know, filming a quick little clip or taking some pictures or doing some kind of voiceover or something like that. So if you can do that, if you have that knowledge and that awareness, it's huge for reaching out and building your brand. And in addition to brand awareness, social media can also drive traffic to a company's website. It can help generate leads and ultimately increase your sales and revenue, whether through organic content, paid advertising, or influencer partnerships. Businesses can leverage social media to drive conversations and grow their bottom line. Look, you know, the influencer partnership thing, I can totally agree with that. I mean, we've got a commercial at the beginning of this that company is doing that with me. They understand that, hey, this podcast reaches, you know, X amount of people. Alex does have a little bit of influence. You know, if he's using it, if he likes it, you know, people that trust him and listen to him are going to go out and want to try it, want to buy it, right? It's the reason we've had these ad partners for the last few years or so now. I mean, it definitely helps for me to be able to do the things that I want to do with the podcast, like being able to travel, go to different events, connect with everybody, you know, host the podcast in a way that we do. But at the end of the day, they're using me to try and, you know, drive business, you know? So even if you're maybe working with an influencer in your town, right? The hot little car chick or some guy that's got a cool car and he goes to all these car meets, right? And you throw him a bone, you know, give him a free wash or something like that before he goes out to a meet. And he, you know, goes out and says, hey, so-and-so's detail shop did my stuff, right? That all helps. You know, it just is going to, you know, build that brand awareness and help you convert. It is important to note that success on social media doesn't happen overnight. Building a strong presence and achieving meaningful results requires time, effort, and a well-thought-out strategy. Businesses must consistently create high-quality content, engage with their audience, and adapt to changes in the digital landscape to stay ahead of the competition. And that's what I think is the hardest for me, right? It's A, the consistency. You know, I mean, one of the main things that I've ever talked to with anybody who does this stuff, right, is consistency. That from the YouTubers when I was at the content creator event to talking with Esme to talking to whoever, right? It's if you're going to put something out, you got to make sure you're putting it out all the time. I mean, I'm done mostly with the podcast, right? It was always Sunday night, get to Q&A, Thursday morning, you get a what's on your mind. Since everything kind of got, you know, as the Fresh Prince said, turned upside down this year, I've switched on that a little bit because now I'm doing these quicker style ones and I want to try to do more of those in a week, or at least two of those in a week, plus the Q&A. So the Q&A is still always on Sunday night. And then these, I kind of, you know, whenever I can find some time to just kind of crank them out. But, you know, it's staying consistent and following the trends, you know, seeing what's getting played, or, you know, and how it's getting played. I'll tell you what, my buddy Rude over in Scotland, he's somewhat figured out the Instagram thing and he was telling me all about it. And I'm just like, dude, it sounds like way too much work. You know, bring back the old days and you just throw up a picture and slam a couple of hashtags and that was that. Now you gotta, it's music and it's reels and it's stories and it's, you know, you gotta have a, you know, a whole production team behind you. It almost feels like, you know, so it's clear that social media has become a powerful tool for business growth in the digital age. And by leveraging its reach, targeting capabilities, and analytical insights, your business can connect with an audience or with your audience. It can build brand awareness and drive sales like never before, as long as you follow all the steps, you know, and if you're the person that can take the time and follow those steps, that's great. You know, if you're the type of person that, you know, pays a more experienced person to do it, I mean, that's probably even better, you know? So, you know, social media is where it's at nowadays, you know? There's a reason why I feel like TV is kind of dying. It's because, you know, that attention span. You know, nobody has an attention span anymore to watch a 30-minute, you know, sitcom or drama or something like that. And everything's going to social media. So if you're able to figure it out, you can definitely be very successful at it. So with that being said, I'm glad to be back with you guys. I hope you guys have missed me as much as I missed you. This has been another fun little episode. Hopefully you got some good information out of it. If not, you know, I'll record one later, put it out in a couple of days and you'll have something else. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us. Please leave us a review. Go back and listen to old episodes. You know, there's a lot of that I've put out, and you know, sometimes a revisit helps out, you know, what you're looking for. I really wish that there was a way to do a search, you know, if you were looking for a certain person that I talked to, or if you're looking for, you know, I don't know, maybe you could do that on Spotify. Maybe you can do that on Apple, you know, if you type in somebody's name, or if you type in a topic word or something like that, maybe it'll pull up, try to make it easier for you. But yeah, until the next time, take care. Have a great night, great day, night, weekend, whenever you're listening to this.